thank you so much for the introduction, and thank you all for coming this afternoon. So today I'm going to talk to you about PBRNs and public health agencies. Can they generate evidence and improve practice? First of all, I want to acknowledge Dr. Glenn Mays, who's the project director for the Public Health PBRN National Coordinating Center in Little Rock, Arkansas. I have no relationships to disclose, but I especially want to thank Robert Wood Johnson for funding this new initiative. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the need for public health systems, public health PBRNs in the field of public health systems and services research, designing this initiative, and the key elements of a public health PBRN, the consideration for network development. So what are public health PBRNs? In defining this definition, we did a little literature research in the beginning of this initiative and 6 interviews with key leaders of currently existing PBRNs. So public health PBRNs is a collection of public health agencies and their partner organizations engaged in an ongoing collaboration with the Academic Research Center to conduct rigorous applied studies of strategies for organizing, financing, and are delivering public health services in a real world community setting. The need for public health PBRNs. Public health PBRNs will bridge the gap between those practice agencies and research communities. We know that PBRNs in the family practice settings has bridged those gaps between the public health, the practice settings, and been successful in bridging these gaps through research networks. So we envision that public health PBRNs will do the same by bridging those gaps between public health agencies and the community settings. So limited support for studies on organization, financing, and delivering services in public health, especially in the field of public health systems and services research. Public health systems and services research is a new field of research, and little attention has been brought to this field. But PBRNs will be a more support and emphasis in this research field. Existing studies often do not focus on issues of primary importance to practice. Practice agencies often have only limited roles in the designing and conduct of public health studies. Challenges translating and integration research findings into practice. By involving those practice agencies on the front end of this research, we hope to do away with some of those challenges in translating and integrating research into findings into practice. So what is the logic of these PBRNs? By engaging that practice settings with research partners and other community partners, coming up with the common question of interest and addressing this question through rigorous research methods, data exchange, analysis and interpretation, and translation and application. Designing of the public health practice-based research initiative. So the first thing is the aims and objectives that National Coordinating Center and the products and outcome. The aims and objectives of this was developed through some of the research that we did initially with the literature search of these existing PBRNs and those 6 key interviews that we did with the leaders of these existing PBRNs. So we want to synthesize and apply lessons learned from the clinical PBRNs and these public health PBRNs. Develop a PBRN model for public health agencies. Support development of up to 15 public health PBRNs. In the first round, we will support that initial 5 PBRNs across the nation, and then in the second round, we will fund 10 other public health PBRNs. Facilitate initial research studies, and then the National Coordinating Center will play a very important role in developing these public health practice-based research networks with the guidance of our national advisory panel. We will assist with the support of network development, provide expert consultation on research design and analysis, coordinate multiple network studies, and diffuse research findings and lessons learned. So the products and outcomes. One of the important factors of the products is outcomes is that we want to make sure that in these outcomes we're bridging that gap and encouraging the adoption of these research findings in the public health agencies. So we will work on the sustainability of cohort public health PBRNs, increase quality and quantity of public health systems and services research studies. We will work on that rapid adoption and application of research findings through putting those research agencies, those local public health agencies, on the front end of that research. So what are the key elements of developing a PBRN? That would be the state and local health agencies to serve as the lead convener of these public health PBRNs. Those champions within each practice site, those champions will embrace evidence-based innovation within practices. And one of, sorry about that. One of the important things that we found in our literature search about these champions, that these champions must know that everyone in these public health practice-based research networks are not going to be excited about the research throughout the research study. So they have to continue to embrace that momentum for these networks. The research partners with relevant expertise, the regular communications among participants. So we envision that these participants will have regular communications, which would mean network meetings, that would mean electronic sources such as newsletters, those listservs, websites, and other things that will continue that communication. Dr. Wise talked about this communication within those agencies, so we hope that they will continue that education, that communication. One of the things that these networks have developed is a steering committee. Each of these networks have a steering committee to assist them with guiding that communication or continuing that communication throughout the research project. Feasibility and relevant initial research projects. So we envision that these networks will have small-scale research studies that will lead to competitive applications for extramural funding. Dedication staff time, dedicated staff time for research facilities facilitation. We envision that there will be a network director and a research assistant, and that this network director's key job will be making sure there is a high level of communication among these networks. So what should you consider when you're developing a public health PBRN? One of the things that you should consider, the first thing, is that geographic scope. Most of these networks will find it beneficial to organize members that serve on a common geographic area, such as single state or a collection of neighboring states. So in membership and size, you should include both the local and state government agency as core network members. Organizational structure, designing of the members to serve as the lead organization sponsor. That lead organization sponsor should be a local public health agency. Research focus. The research focus, of course, should be in public health systems and services research. It should be based upon a common research interest and a small-scale research project. Financial resources and sustainability. This is one of those things you should think about on the front end of developing a public health practice-based research network. So we envision that those small-scale research projects will lead to generating preliminary data and findings that will lead to competitive extramural funding. Examples of PBRN studies are comparative case studies, large-scale observational studies, quality improvement studies, policy evaluations, and natural experiments. These are some of those examples of public health practice-based research studies that will be conducted. And so in comparative case studies, identifying problems, examine innovations in service delivery. Large-scale observational studies document practice variations across public health settings, identify causes and consequences. Quality improvement studies evaluate strategies for improving program operations and outcomes. Policy evaluation and natural experiments monitor the effects of key policy and administrative changes. So those resources that are provided by the Coordinating Center. The Coordinating Center is based at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock, Arkansas. And these are just some of those things that we will be doing. So what are we doing with this national initiative, and how are we trying to stimulate these networks? So first, we'll provide initial grants for infrastructure development and initial studies that have already been provided to the first round of selected public health PBRNs, and the second round will start their research in the spring of 2009. We'll provide regular training on strategies for network development and research design, dedicated technical assistance from expert consultants. One of the things that these grantees will receive is 20 days of technical assistance time from our expert panel that we plan to develop based on the research studies they decide to conduct. Regular communications and networks with other PBRNs, we will provide monthly conference calls, annual meetings, web resources, newsletters, a helpline that they're able to call into with any questions that they have, and other assistance such as if you want to ask questions, you can go onto our website and you can go into our frequently asked questions to get those answers. We will be doing a literature search for those new discovered literatures that we find on other public health PBRNs or on family practice PBRNs. Collaboration on multi-network studies. So we had some interest in this public health PBRN. Initially, we had 15 applications, 15 full proposals to be selected. And then we finally selected our five PBRNs. And so if you look there, we have Washington Public Health Practice-Based Research Network, Colorado Public Health Practice Research Network, Massachusetts Public Health Practice Research Network, and Kentucky Public Health Practice-Based Research Network. And we also have North Carolina Public Health Practice-Based Research Network. In Washington, there's 14 organizations, a state health agency, 9 of the largest local health departments, the School of Public Health, and the PRC, Prevention Research Center. And also in Colorado, there's 20-plus organizations, state health agency, rural and urban local health departments, School of Public Health, Practice-Based Research Center. In Kentucky, there's 54 organizations, state health agency, rural and urban local health departments, School of Public Health, and PRC. In Massachusetts, there's 20-plus organizations, state health agencies, 8 rural and urban local health departments, and the School of Public Health. And in North Carolina, there's 13 organizations, state health agency, 9 proximate local health departments, School of Public Health, and PRC. So what are some of these initial sites composed of? The local health department, there's 3 sites that are leading and convening over these organizations. State health agency, there's 4 sites. And university research centers, there's 4 sites. Professional association is 4 sites. And public health institute in one of these PBRNs. So what are some of the initial research focus in these public health PBRNs? It's implementation of evidence-based practice, effects of quality improvement interventions, public health financing and resources allocations, effects of public health law modernization. For more information, you can contact us at the National Coordinating Center, and also I have handouts in the back, and thank you guys so much for your time.
Okay, thank you, everyone. And so we'll open up the floor to questions, if there are any. Anyone?
I have a philosophical question. As you think about our various talks, there's a thread and a gap. Is the focus of public health improvement in this country solely province of public health agency, as formally prescribed by the state and county government? And I would propose the answer to that is no. For example, I worked in medical school. We have clinics that serve uninsured, regardless of ability to pay. We have QI programs in those clinics I'm on that committee. And we have a role. We have our health council based in our building, for the metro area. So we have a role in public health practice, and there's several of us that think like public health people sitting in medical school, but nobody seems to think of us as public health practice in several of the talks, and in the relationship talk implied to our partners. But I mean, does anybody feel like, there's a philosophical question here about who's practicing public health?
I'll jump in here. I appreciate your question and comments. I think your observation is an important one. I think because the governmental public health is the backbone of our public health infrastructure, it is critical that we're assessing, that we're delivering high quality services as they relate to the 10 essential public health services. I hear what you're saying, though, and I think there are some tools out there that are looking at the systems perspective and looking at all of those folks that are contributing to the delivery of the 10 essential public health services in a system. For example, the National Public Health Performance Standards tool, both at the state and local level, has a focus on quality improvement, but the emphasis is really on assessing the system perspective.
Any other questions? Any other? Did that answer your question? Any other comments? Anything anyone want to add? Okay. Well, I guess get out and enjoy the day early. I do think that this counts for CMEs, so be sure to check in for that.
Get it to you maybe by the end of this week if we can once we're back in the office. That's fine.
I'm not going to be back until Thursday.
Okay, okay, good. Well, nice meeting you.
Thank you so much.
What I consider to be the 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 best work, I think. And so that you can take a look at it and go, okay, if I'm going to read about this, these are the things that can be best. We'll just continue the conversation. And every, are you interested in the
work?
Thank
you, Larissa.
Bye.
Thank you
very
much.
I get back to Chicago.
I would really like to talk more.
A lot of there's an unfortunate point about you see you have to have a license to be a doctor. You can practice PR. Some of the folks it's it. So we will be in touch. And I'm the first step will be to send you things, but I will be at some point because Chicago I have an elderly relative there. And at some point I'll be coming back.
Okay.
I'm lonely.
Well, I can definitely take you out
to lunch. Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
I very much appreciate
Thanks
it. I will be in touch.
All right.
Be well.
Thank you.
Kirk
Mark Gallery.
The reason I did not engage in your question, I thought, was beyond my level.
Well, it's right upstairs. I was just trying to have them think about the way they're talking, they're talking. Because there's a segment of the
what I accidentally left my card in the hotel room. Do you have one?
Well, you can write them on the back.
Okay, yeah, and then email it. Okay, good.
And then I'll, this might kind of run more. And then I'll email you to you, and then you'll find a great reading. And, you know, this idea of, like, I use the word closed all the time. Say and what not to say, and like, you know, yeah, right.
anyway. We're not in your way, are we?
No.
Thank you. Yeah.